The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. Be with you for one more. I will 58 minutes. No, 56 minutes. I'm looking at the wrong clock. Okay, anyway. As it clicks down, it'll be 55 minutes. Something like that. So, anyway, call me and we will talk. 713-572-4610. And we're going to go right back to the calls and we're going to talk to Caesar. Caesar, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. I've got a house in Galveston. It's not a problem that it's a high humidity, but there is smell, sort of like humid odor, although the underside is well ventilated. I'm new to Galveston, so perhaps this is a question maybe you addressed before. But my question is, what can I do from the underside or anything to minimize it? I know it won't be eliminated, but perhaps minimize the moisture.
Well, you're not going to minimize moisture in Galveston. I lived there full time for, goodness, probably. I had a house there for 20-plus years. It's just when you live next to the ocean, that's the way it is. But you say you have this smell. Where's the smell, in the house or outside of the house?
Maybe I needed to rephrase. Not really the smell, but what I noticed one time, I had a pair of shoes, leather shoes.
Yes.
And so that particular leather was not a smooth type, and it kind of, I could tell that moisture got to them. And that's what kind of got my attention. It was like, well, what can
I do? The shoes were in your closet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One of the things that happens in climates like that, and shoes are a telltale sign. In fact, you'll be surprised. We hear more from ladies' shoes than men's shoes. There's no doubt about it, because they're more into their shoes than most guys are. But the shoes will show if there's a high humidity in the home. You can go ahead and have the humidity checked by getting a hygrometer and just putting it in your house. It's very inexpensive. It's like a thermometer, only it measures relative humidity. If your humidities are running over 60%, you're going to have mold potential to grow. Shoes are notorious for that, especially when they're in a closet, because you don't have airflow in the closet. And if you wanted to find out what your humidity is, and then you can have your air conditioning system tweaked if you keep your house closed up to keep the humidity down, and also put some way to have that closet vented. Or what we found when I was living in Florida, if you keep a 25-watt light bulb on in the closet, it has just enough heat to get rid of a lot of the humidity. So there's ways to handle that. But what you're experiencing is nothing unusual. It's very common.
Oh, great to know that. I thought maybe perhaps on the underside.
It's Galveston, man. It's beautiful living by the ocean, but it's also, the ocean will always win. Your car will, if you're new there, your car will start rusting early. Your air conditioning system will start rusting out. There's no way to fight the salt air. The ocean always wins. But it's nice. It's a nice lifestyle.
Well, it's a weekend house, so
yeah.
We got to make the best of it.
I had a weekend house. Every time I went to that weekend house, even though it wasn't every weekend, there was always, I had to spend the first day fixing things like lights that fell from the ceiling because the screws rusted out, you know, on the outside of the home, or some weird thing, or the hinges were welded shut, stainless steel hinges from the rust, and I had to take the door off and replace the hinges. There was always something on a home by the ocean that you have to constantly do, and if you don't, it'll catch up with you real fast. So when you go down there, just plan a half a day of doing little projects to keep the house up.
Yeah, I learned that already.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, hey, thank you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I'm a long-time listener, and I'm always fascinated by your answers. And, of course, it always helps do things. So, thank you.
You're very welcome. And the other thing, people, we had this discussion yesterday, and I want to bring this up to anybody that has. This guy had a hunting lodge in Beeville. Yes, Beeville, Texas, down south of Corpus. And you have to leave your air conditioner on, even if it's a weekend home. Now, if you're turning your air conditioning off in Galveston or next to the ocean where you have a house and you don't come back for 2 or 3 weeks, you're creating a mess for yourself. So the rule is, if you're going to have a weekend home, it's not going to be shut down ever. If you have a tanked water heater, you got to keep it hot. If not, it's going to grow bacteria. You still turn the water off to the house, but the water in the tank needs to stay hot. If you let it cool down and get tepid and then heat it back up again, you're going to have a mess in there, and it's not going to be a healthy situation. That's number one. Number 10, the other thing is turn the water off. Don't drain the pipes unless it's winter time, but just turn the water off so if something happens, it doesn't keep pumping into the house. The second thing is in the summertime, you leave your thermostat at 80. I used to leave mine at 82 degrees. Now, if you want to push it to 84, that's fine, but it's got to cycle. You can't let it sit there and fester with all the humidity and stuff that's going to get in the house. It's not a hermetically sealed box, no matter what people think. Air is going to transfer through little cracks and crevices and positive and negative pressures with the wind blowing on it. It's just the way it is. And in the wintertime, I would put my the heater on at 65 degrees, just in case you got a spot freeze. You don't have to drive all the way down to Galveston to heat the house up so it doesn't freeze inside. You come back, and if it gets really cold down there, it goes down in the 40s, and for any length of time, you come back, and your crown mold's all shrunk up, your furniture's cracked. You can have some real problems. And if it gets cold enough, which it usually doesn't too much down there, that's why you turn the water off to your house. You could get a frozen pipe. So in the wintertime, you drain your pipes. In the summertime, I don't care about that, but you always turn the water off. If you're going to have a weekend home, you're going to have a constant expense. That's just the way it is. If you don't think you are and you're just going to turn everything off, you're going to have one big mess on your hands. And I've had lots of secondary homes. I've had one in Lake Placid, which we had to keep heated all the time. It's 40 below zero. Even if we weren't there, we had to keep it heated. I did turn the water off to the place, but we had to keep it heated. I had one in Galveston, same thing. I'm renting a place down here in Brownsville right now and going back and forth to Houston. I don't turn the water off here, but because it's pretty tempered here, but she has it on all the time. And maybe I will. Maybe I'll start doing that. Anyway, I do keep the thermostat at a certain temperature. I don't just turn it off because the place will get nasty. I don't want to come back to a nasty home. All right, let's see here. We're going to get to David in a minute, but we're going to talk about circle saw here for this minute. And if you want the power tools that are good, you want advice about which power tool you need. You want to deal with someone that has been in the power tool business and the tool business and the blade sharpening business and the repair business since 1954. Well, that's Circle Saw. Circle Saw has been a mainstay in the contractor side of the business for, that's 70 years, close to it, something like that, 60-some years. No, 50, 60, yeah, 70-some plus years. I think that's pretty impressive. So Circle Saw, and it's still the same family that owns it and runs it. So it's just an impressive operation, and they started in the business. Get this. This is how old they are. In 1954, guys still used hand saws. And, of course, they had some power saws, too, but they were huge and bulky, and most of the guys would have a hand saw, and they'd have a bunch of them, and they took good care of their saws. And they would go from job site to job site and do nothing but just sharpen one tooth at a time all these hand saws and all the blades for those bigger saws that they had. So they were very welcomed on the jobs because the sharper the saw, the easier it was for the guys that were building the homes. Can you imagine cutting? You didn't buy studs. You cut them by hand. You cut all the blocking by hand. I know. And they could cut straight, beautiful cuts because they had the sharp saws from sharpened by, I should say, circle saw. Well, it just grew from that. And now they do everything from repairing gasoline-powered tools like weed blowers and chainsaws, to still sharpening the saw blades the same way. Keep your saw blades, take them over there, drop them off. If they can't sharpen them, they'll tell you, hey, these are no good, but we sharpen these. These are going to work for you. They're the pros that know. They're located at 2510 Ella Boulevard. That's just south of Loop 610 North on Ella, just less than a quarter mile down the road on your left-hand side if you're going south. You can't miss it. They've been there forever. That's Circle Saw. And let's get right back to the calls. We have open line 713-572-4610. Let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have a two-story house. Four bedrooms are up, two AC units, a five-ton down, and I think it's four-ton up. My problem is, and it's been that way forever, the stairway going up is open, and my problem is we keep the doors in the bedrooms closed. The intake unit is on the ceiling on the in, on the hallway area upstairs, along with the thermostat. So the rooms get either too hot or too cold because it doesn't really know what the temperature is for the room specifically.
So my you need to keep the doors open.
Yeah, I can't. That's not a problem. That's a problem I can't really fix.
Why, are there people in there with the doors closed?
Yeah. We rescue, so we have animal separation issues, so we kind of keep them closed.
Okay, well, it's never going to work right when it's closed. So what you have to do is have small return airs put in each room in the ceiling.
Okay. Okay. You can't move the thermostat to the other room?
You can move it, but it's supposed to be close to the return air. But you only have one thermostat. How many rooms do you have?
Upstairs, there are four.
Well, I mean, what room do you want to move it to?
The one that's probably closest to it, because all the rooms are pretty well the same temperature, depending upon what time of the year it is. It's either too hot or it's too cold, but they're all pretty much the same.
I know, because the rooms are in a vacuum. They're not circulating the air.
Right.
That's why you have to put a return air in every one of those rooms. If you're going to keep them closed... I'll just give you an example. At my house, I got, and every bedroom has a return air. Because if you go in there and you close the door, or you want to go to sleep and you want privacy, you've got to circulate the air. I've got seven air returns in my house.
Wow.
You can't keep it closed and expect the air to circulate. If it can't go out, nothing's coming in. And it'll go into what we call a vacuum, and it becomes a sick room. And if you've got a bunch of animals in there, it's going to get really nasty.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, so just put intakes in each one of the rooms then.
Yeah, it's just a 12 by 12 grill, and it goes on the ceiling. And that way, at least, the air will come in, it'll go out, it'll mix. Now, the thermostat's always going to be a little bit of a problem, but I think you'll find a better result by doing that, yes. Because the thermostat in my house is out in the hallway and upstairs, and the return airs are in every room. We close the doors. They stay pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good luck, David. Thank you for rescuing the animals, but that's a lot of stress on a house when you have a lot of animals in a home, and you just got them all closed up in a room. That's kind of weird. So I'm going to find them homes, dude. I built a home for a guy once who had 40 dogs, and you know he had a real cute little corgi dog. I said, I'll take that dog home. I'll give it to my kids for Christmas. He goes, no, I'm not getting rid of any of them. He had issues. He wasn't going to give anything up. He started with four, ended up with 40. He had cages everywhere. The house was destroyed. It was a mess. I wish I had never built it. Anyway, we'll move on. 713-572-4610. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. Well, they're the original here in town. Almost 100. No, is it 100? Let's see here. 1934. No, almost 100 years old in business. And they're the original. They're the genuine. And they run the reason they're that old is because they run a great operation. They're not ripping people off. They're not going for the cash. It just, they knew what they were doing from the very beginning. And they probably put in the first sectional overhead door in this town. And they're still at it today. And they do all the service work. They install new doors. They do tune-ups. If you hear your door making all kinds of noise, get a tune-up. I just had one done we had a spring go, and I had a whole tune-up done on one door, and then they lubricated my other one real well and just checked it out. The other one was fine. I've got two garage doors, but the reason the other one was fine is because they put it in about 4 years ago after my wife ran into it. So it was fairly new. As she said, she just tapped it. Yeah, okay, fine. Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. Don't get fooled by the others, because you'll hear the word overhead on a lot of them because it's a brand name. You want the real, the original, the one on Main Street. So 713-422-2424 is the number. And when you're not sure if you're calling the right people, and we've had this happen where other people have called, or people have called other companies with that word overhead, and they say, is this the one that Tom Tynan advertised for? You know what they say? Of course. Yes, we know Tom well. And it's come back to haunt them, because they didn't go to homeshowradio.com and make sure they got the right one, or at least call me and take the number down when you call me on the weekends. So always go to homeshowradio.com. We don't have anybody in there except the certified home show pros that you hear me talk about here on the radio. Nobody else. No access to anybody else. That's Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk. We've got plenty of time to take your calls, and we have a lot of open lines too, so we'll get right to you. You won't have to wait. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, I have a question regarding the water coming out of a water softener as far as drinking that water and watering your plants and using the outside faucets if it's this salt content would damage the plants, or you even should or shouldn't drink it?
Well, first off, let me say 1 gallon of softened water with salt has as much salt in it as a piece of white bread. So let's say Mrs. Baird, since I grew up in Fort Worth, I used to smell it as it was cooking. It's minimal at best. So it's not harmful to you unless you're on a very restrictive salt diet. Then of course you have to watch more than that, and don't, and people say, oh, I don't want to drink it, it's got salt. Then they go to a Mexican restaurant and have fajitas. Don't tell me about salt in your water if you're going to go eat that stuff. So that's the reality to you of what you want to do. Now personally, I want all my water that I drink, I want it filtered through an RO, which removes salt and, but more importantly, the pesticides, fungicides, chemicals, things like that, heavy metals. So I think it should be filtered no matter what.
Okay.
Plants, so don't like it too much. You have to – I have plants. I try not to water them all with the softened water, although they do. I do sometimes. If you have indoor plants and you use it, what I do is I will purge the pot once in a while. I'll put it in the sink and just run a lot of non-salted water on there, and it takes the salt out of the soil, and my plants do very well. But that's just my technique about handling that. But, yeah, you don't want a lot of salt, but a little bit's not going to hurt the plants at all. It's great if you're going to wash your car or something. The softened water is great.
Okay. So, actually, using the faucets outside and water, I don't know what kind of bushes we have outside, but
nah.
Okay, you've answered the question, so it shouldn't have any.
I don't think you'll see any noticeable effect. But if you put enough salt and water on a plant and you put it in a pot, not outside, no, but in a pot, then it could contaminate the dirt a little bit, yeah. But so
okay.
Can a lot of other things. So can the water just without it being having salt. All the other stuff in the water today is just nasty. And so it's just as harmful to the plants as it is to a human being, no matter what you put in with just tap water.
Okay. All right. Well, that answered my question. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want you to think about this. The water you get in the tap, it's got chlorines, it's got chloramines, which are ammonias. It's all in there. And when you water your yard with a water sprinkler system, it doesn't go through a softener, and a little bit of salt really is not the problem. And plants don't like treated water, like from the mud districts or the city. It doesn't do them a lot of good. That's why we want rain mainly. And you'll hear Danny talk about he doesn't water his yard. He top dresses it. He makes sure that everything has micro life. He lets nature take care of the by top dressing it, keep the moisture in the ground, deep root feedings, things like that, keeping it aerated. There's different ways to handle that if you're really concerned. Now, I will tell you this. On the inside of the home, when I'm watering my plants, I've got two plants in pots that I've had for years in my living room and in my window and my kitchen. And they're doing very well. But since I have a reverse osmosis, what I usually do is just take the reverse osmosis water. And I have an old Ozarka bottle. I just fill it up, and then I water it with that because it's pure water. And then, of course, I'll use some, oh, what is it? It'll come to me anyway. The soil activator and a little bit of that once in a while because it's a potted plant. And I will flush the pots sometimes and put them in water and just flush them out and then go ahead and refeed the plants. A little MicroLife or a little Medina has to grow. That's what I'm thinking of, the Medina soil activator. And it works really well. And the reverse osmosis is fine. So that's the way I do it. Anyway, let's talk to Charles next. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a an older house built in 1955. I replaced the kitchen floor, put tile down, and now my wife doesn't like that, so we got to pull it out. And
okay.
Since we have, you know, I guess the grout and the thin fit and everything, so now the subfloor is going to have to come out, and it's an old house, so it's up on screens. What's the process in, I guess, backfilling and then putting a new subfloor on top?
Backfilling? You mean filling up the recess with concrete or mud?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you would not put a subfloor on top. You would just fill the recess and then put your floor on top. Not a new subfloor.
Oh, right.
Yeah. What kind of floor are you going to put down? Oh.
She's really liking this vinyl plank.
That's okay.
She's leaning.
It'll go directly to your concrete. You'll end up filling that, and then they'll come out and you can if you want to do it. It's kind of a pain, but they'll trowel down a floor leveling compound to make it nice and flat and smooth, and then they'll slap the vinyl down on top of that. You don't want to put any more wood down there. Just right to the concrete.
Who do you have a company that you recommend?
Yeah, I've got two companies I want you to think about. When they come to tear this stuff out, it is going to be a huge mess. It's just the nature of the beast. All the thin set and grout and tile, you know, when you start pulling that out, it's just dust everywhere. There's a company we have, a certified Home Show Pro, that's called, let me see, I want to make sure I get the name right, a Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They have a proprietary system where they do it dust-free. They'll go in and they'll take all of that stuff out and take it away with them. And so they'll give you a real clean surface. And then when it comes to putting your new floor in, go to Texas Floors. You can find both these companies that are at our website at homeshowradio.com, the Cutting Edge Tile Removal and Texas Floors. So have Cutting Edge Tile come in and just get rid of that. If not, you're going to be battling that dust forever. And then let Texas Floors come in. Pick the floor you want. They'll prep it. They'll get it nice and straight and flat, and then they'll go ahead and put your floor down. If you want to do it yourself, you can do it too, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Follow-up question. It's not a huge kitchen. When I measured the tile, it was like 330 square. So do you have a guesstimate on a – I mean, I know not holding you to it, but just a guesstimate on how expensive this is going to be to
– No. The only way you'll know is to have them come out and give you a price. And it has a lot to do with the floor your wife chooses.
Okay.
Right. The other stuff will be pretty standard prices, but the floor costs can go all over the place.
Not meant for the backfilling.
That I don't know. The only way that, you know, it depends. If you're buying the floor from the company and they're going to do it, you just got to price it out. And Texas Floors will come out to your house, and they're not going to cost anything. And, you know, they'll bring you samples. She can pick the samples, and they look at it and say, well, here's the price it'll cost. And then you'll know, and you'll know exactly. So that's the best way to do it.
Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
You bet. If I gave you a price, and that's why I avoid it, unless it's something like I bought a pressure relief valve the other day for $12.99 or something like that, then I'd say, yeah, I got it at Home Depot, $12.99. But when it comes to projects like this, I never give prices. What if I gave it too low? Then you would think everybody's ripping you off. What if I gave it too high? Well, that opens a door for them to rip you off. Okay? Well, Tom says it's going to cost about this. Yeah, that's good. We'll do it for that. So I'm not going to do that to you because I'm doing it to protect you. Not necessarily me, but you. All right, Trifection. We'll get to you in a minute, Kenneth. Trifection is the company you call because they have 30 years of experience in custom craftsmanship. But why? Because they're remodelers. Form, function, and fit is what it's all about at Trifection. Trifection is the best remodeler in town. Now, you can do kitchens, you can do bathrooms, you can do whole house, you can do room additions and whole house, you can do a bathroom and a room addition. You get where I'm going, right? Whatever you want. See, the beauty is they help you make the house that you have exactly the way you want it. A lot of people say, well, we're just going to have to move. It's going to be too much. It's actually cheaper to remodel than it is to move. If you want to, I wanted to stay where I was. I don't want to move. You got to move all your stuff and everything. Oh, no. And then when you get another house, it's not going to be exactly what you want. No, because you know exactly what you want where you are. So remodeling, it can be a little inconvenient, but not when you deal with a company that has a team of people that work as professionals, and they truly are. So if you're going to do a really nice remodel that's custom for you, I wouldn't go with anybody else. And I did the same thing with my bathrooms, my kitchen. I've been remodeling and keeping my house updated for the last 22 years. It's 281 Kitchen is the number for Trifection. 281 Kitchen. Give them a call. You got two options. You can call them and they'll come out and see you at your convenience, at your location in time. Or they have a design center over on the west side of town. If you want to make an appointment and see them, then you can get a little more hands-on, touchy-feely with the way they do their cabinets and stuff, too, because they have displays. But you have to make an appointment so they can give you one-on-one attention, because that's what they're all about. That's Trifection, 281 Kitchen.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get right back to the calls and talk to Kenneth. Kenneth, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tom. So I recently just closed on a house last week, and kind of an unfortunate situation, but we moved in the house and we found out we had bats.
You have bats?
Yes, we have bats in the house.
In the house? In the attic?
In the exterior of the house. They're coming up. They're going up over the exterior wall, over the brick. Through the fascia.
Okay.
Not
through the fascia. If it's over the brick, you have a freeze board that goes there, and there's a little gap between there.
And I believe they're getting in between the brick and the exterior sheeting.
Yes.
And so I've had a couple of bat specialists come out and look at it, and they've put up some exclusions, and they've sealed off the entire house. I guess my question is what... as far as the remediation process goes, do you know what exactly needs to be done? Because they're telling me that in order to get all the guano out, you know, the bat feces, that I'd have to remove the exterior of the brick so they can remove the guano and, you know, and fumigate and, you know, replace the sheathing.
I don't know if they have to replace the sheathing. If you'll have a moisture barrier on there, which you should, you might have to replace that section. That's just like a Tyvek or something of that nature. I think the sheathing will be fine, but I guess it should be cleaned out. So you can have a brick restoration or repair company come out and remove it, and they can get their stuff done, and then they can rebuild it. It's easy enough. They'll match the brick and put it back.
Is it possible just to... I had a roofer come out yesterday, and he says he could possibly remove the roofing and the plywood above the exterior wall and could possibly get somebody to go in there and spray chemicals. But it's pretty nasty stuff, and everyone I've talked to that...
No, it needs to be cleaned out. If they've been in there a while, need to get it out. Its chemicals are not going to be... Did they trap any of the bats in there?
They didn't. They put the exclusions up so where they can... some kind of wire mesh contraption to where they can get out, but they couldn't get back in.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty cool.
It's something they custom made. And
okay.
They put it on Monday. It was Monday and Tuesday they put it up. The problem is now that it's going to be cold, so they recommend at least 1 week of, you know, a warm night to where they can get out. And so we think they're all out, but my question was really the remediation process because it's pretty expensive.
Is it a one-story or two-story house?
A two-story house. But
that whole wall was brick all the way up?
Yes, but it's one. It comes, the slope comes down there, so you're probably talking about 12 foot up of brick, 12 feet of brick going up. And you're talking about 20 to 25 foot of brick they're going to remove on the siding around the breakfast area and the exterior of the garage.
Okay. Well, if they've been in there a while, they make a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The stench is terrible. It's bad.
You have to clean it out. You have to remove the brick and clean it out. Now, here's something, though. Did you call your insurance company?
I did. I did call the insurance company.
What'd they say?
My insurance policy doesn't cover that, but insurance agent also said that, I don't know how true this is, but that there's no policies in Texas that cover bat remediation or removal.
That might be. I know there's none for bee either, because I had to have some bees removed from my mother's house. Well,
yeah, it's going to cost me somewhere near about $18,000 when I'm done with all this, with the, you know, brick removal, decontamination.
Well, I think the brick removal is not as bad as you think. I think if you get a brick company and not the remediators that you're dealing with, they can clean it out. I think if you go to a brick company and tell a brick repair company, there's a ton of them in town. They'll have that brick down in a heartbeat and they'll put it back up, but it'll be a 2-day job.
Okay, so then as far as the cleaning it up, is something I should just do myself, or
I don't know. We won't know till we see it, but I don't think the brick is going to be, but maybe. $2,000 or $3,000, and I hate to give prices, so I'm going to take that back. But I don't think it's no $18,000 in brick removal and replacing the brick. We used to do it all the time. I used to brick homes for less than that. I don't know what the $18,000 is for, but I think you should hire a different company to remove the brick and give everybody access. And then maybe it's not as bad as you think, and maybe you can. And maybe you can just have them come in and spray the chemicals and you clean it out, or they can clean it out. Once they have access, it should not be that difficult. You just don't want it in there.
Okay. And the sheathing, as far as the sheathing goes, you think this?
I don't think you need to replace the sheathing. I think once you take the brick off, the sheathing's going to be okay. I think it can be sprayed down. I think a moisture barrier, which is nothing, it's just a fabric, will go up and staple up. I don't think if they detailed the house right, I don't think the bats got behind the vapor barrier. I think it's going to be between the vapor barrier and the brick. I don't think the sheathing needs to be replaced at all.
Okay.
But you won't know till you get in there.
Right.
And
right.
If it is, yeah. I don't know if they went to the bottom. I don't know if they went to the top. I don't know if they went to the side. I just don't know. But I think $18,000 seems kind of steep. If you give them access, they should be able to clean it up and do what they need to do. But for someone to say, oh, we're going to have to take the sheathing out, we're going to have to do this, you don't know until you get access and see what it is. It might be not as bad as you think.
Okay.
Because bats get in people's chimneys and stuff all the time.
Right. So I've heard of. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm sorry it happened to you.
Yeah, it's a new home. We just moved in on Friday, and we've talked to the seller, and they're not. They said they didn't know about it. There was nothing disclosure on it. So, you know.
It's a new home that was built, or was it a home that somebody owned?
It was owned by Open Door.
That's a company.
Yes, a company that buys homes. You know, people sell their homes to the company for, you know, 15 to 20%, you know, below market value.
So this home was previously owned by another owner?
Yes.
Okay, so it's new. It's not a brand new home.
No, it's not a brand new. It was built in 2004.
Okay, because you said it was a brand new home. It's a brand new home to you. I understand that.
Yes, to us.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, everybody just naturally says that. I do the same thing. I got a new home. Well, it's built in 1841. You know, okay, new to me. I actually had a house that was built in 1896, and I tell everybody, I got a new home in Lake Placid. And I'm going, what's wrong with me? Okay. All righty. Well, good luck to you, and I don't know. I'm not sure what to tell you, but you got to clean the mess up because it's not healthy. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Ah, poor guy. All right. Quick update for next weekend. Come see me. I'm working hard this weekend and coming up, and the weekend after that, I will be at another home show. And then I got a week off. I'm going to have foot surgery. And then I got 2 weeks of sitting on my tail. And then I will probably be in a wheelchair going to the next two home shows as my foot heals. I've got to get a little skin graft on the bottom of my foot. It's been taking a beating. But not a big deal. But I'm working it in between the home shows, see? But I'm going to be working. And I want you guys to come see me in different parts of town. This time, next weekend, is be Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center. They will have hundreds of new home improvement ideas, smart home tips, local experts. I happen to be one. I'm a local expert. I'm not a national expert. I'm a local expert. A home show radio live, broadcast live Saturday and Sunday. That's me. Then I'll answer your questions. a one-on-one until 1 p.m. on both days, and then I'm going to go home and get some rest, and I'll do it on Saturday, and then go home and get some rest and do it on Sunday, and then go home, get some rest, and catch a plane at 9:30 at night and be in Brownsville by midnight because I got to go back to work Monday morning at the Texas Southmost College where I work Monday through Friday, or I take Thursday off, but anyway, I work there as much as I can, and they've been real good about letting me go back and forth. Home Show Garden Pros Danny Milliken will be presenting Unlocking a Better Lawn, probably talking about top dressing, which I have to do to my yard this year, at 12:30, and then answering your spring gardening questions from 1 to 3. We will have a booth out there for Home Show Radio. You can save $2 off admission. Go to homeshowradio.com and look for the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living discount link. Kids 12 and under are free, and there's free parking, too. It's a pretty good facility, and it's out there convenient to the people in Montgomery County. Not necessarily Chad, because he lives down in Fort Bend County, but he'll be there setting up. I think he's getting a hotel room up that way. But anyway, we want to see you next weekend at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Nick. Nick, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I was inspecting my home yesterday, and I noticed some carpenter rants up in the soffit. I went out to get the spray so I can spray them down. By the time I got back, they were gone. So I was just wondering, what's the best way to treat your carpenter rants?
If they are nesting up there, that means you've got some water problem up there. So okay. you can use ant baits, you can use sprays. I mean, they go roaming around. I like the Bengal roach spray, and I think it's Bengal ant and roach spray. That stuff works fantastic. But I want you to make sure you don't have a small roof leak or something, because they only go into wood that's wet. They can't live unless it's wet.
Uh-huh.
So usually it's a sign that you've got some kind of water issue.
Okay, so there's moisture somewhere up in the attic.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a lot, and they might be a small colony, but that's usually a sign that you kill them. But you got to do another problem there. They kind of give you a little warning, so I would have that inspected real well. And if you know about the proximity of where they are, if you take that little red tube that comes with that can of that Bengal, and you spray it around up in there. I think you'll find some good results. They'll start dying because it leaves a residual. You don't need a lot of it. I love that stuff. That stuff is, I have taken out a Pharaoh ants, everything with that in just a day.
Uh-huh. Okay. You said that's Bengal roach and,
I think it's called Bengal roach spray, but it works great on ants. And, I've been using it for years, and you can get it even at Randall's and Kroger's and wherever they sell cans of spray.
Okay, I do appreciate the information, Todd. Thanks a lot, bud.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, we're going to get to Matt right after I tell you about Ideal Roofing. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a new roof, a Master Elite GAF roofing contractor. That's right. We talked earlier about getting lifetime warranties. You can. You have to follow certain things, but they have different type of warranty programs. You might not need a lifetime. You might need one of 30 or 40 or whatever the case may be. They have different levels, and they will explain everything to you, but their warranties are the industry's best. There is no doubt about it. They have won the Triple Excellence Award 9 years in a row, the President's Award, inspections that earn a perfect 10, they've gotten them, and one of the only four roofers nationwide to win the 3-star award last year. Jim, one of the four contractors invited to consult the GAF at the roundtable. This is one of the best in the country. Now you say, well, they're going to be too expensive. No, they're competitive. They've been in business for 30, maybe 40 years now. I don't know. They've been around a long time. They put thousands and thousands of roofs on in this town. And they're still following that same tradition of real good quality. That's why they are a GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor. Whether it's commercial or residential, they do it all, and they do it very well. So if you need a new roof, if you're dealing with an insurance company, if you have a roof leak, if you just need a roofing inspection like the gentleman we just talked to make sure the roof's not leaking, and everything's in good shape, give them a call. Do a roof maintenance program once in a while, every 4 or 5 years. It works, especially on an older roof. Get those pine needles off, let it get all scrubbed up. They will caulk it and repaint the flashing and make it look Well, not new, but almost new. They did a great job on mine, and mine's 22 years old. Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122. All right, let's finish up this hour, and let's talk to Matt. Matt, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yo, Tom, it's been a month since I saw you at the Stafford Center.
I recognize the voice. Yes, sir. It was fun.
Real quick, besides next weekend at Montgomery Home Show, you said on the next week you're going to be where?
Let me see. My wife wrote it down for me here. The Silver Street Studios Home Show will be the next one. I'm not sure where that is. That's a new one. Then on the 21st, it'll be the Barry Center. And the 28th, the Humble Civic Center.
Okay, the 21st of March at the Barry Center.
Yes, that weekend of the 21st.
But you're not sure where you're going to be the following weekend after the Montgomery one.
Yes, it's called the Silver Street Studios Home Show. It's downtown. I just don't know the address. I have a little thing my wife put together for me, so I know where I'm going.
All right, it'll be on your website, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right, we'll see you, man. Thank you.
Hey, Matt, thank you. Nice talking to you. Okay, yeah, Matt's a buddy. He's been listening a long time. We had a great conversation. I met him several times, but Matt and I are growing old together. I guess you might want to say that, but he's a wonderful gentleman. He's been a listener to the show for a long time. All right, let me finish up with telling you about Due West Foundation Repair. Due West is best. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Due West. I'm convinced of it. In 1987, I started doing this show. I was all braggadocious and too proud to do ads, and I told them, I don't want to do ads. I just want to do the show. You guys have to sell it some other welts. And the general manager said, Tom, pretty much, if you don't get sponsors, you're not on the air anymore. So I said, okay. I said, let me see what I can do. So I said, well, I'm going to find good ones. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to be picky. And he said, that's fine. Get ones you're comfortable with, but you got to find them. So I knew the people from Due West because I had talked to them about foundation repair at one time, and the Dutton family. Nice family. And I called up and just say, hey, I'm looking for a sponsor for my show. And Elmer was running at the time. He was the dad. He's still around. He's just handed it over to the sons, which would be Jim and Kenny. And I said, I'd like to come see you and see if you'd be interested in sponsoring the show. And he almost didn't take the call, but he did. And I went to see him and they said, yeah, we'll try it. And they've been supporting this show ever since. This is 1988. And they have done nothing but a great certified home show pro, the original one. I don't care what anybody says, they are the original one. Due West Foundation Repair. I can give you the whole history of it, but I don't have time. I can tell you this, though. Watering systems, root barriers, underground plumbing fixes, which means they have to do some foundation support, at least support. But usually underground plumbing problems cause a foundation problem, so they usually have to level the house too. They do it all. They can even raise a house 8 feet in the air if you were flooded before. They have the technology to do that and the experience. When you want the best, call 713-473-7156. That's Due West, which is the best.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.